On Friday, the Indian embassy took the unusual step of issuing a warning about an increase of physical attacks on Indian people living in Ireland. The embassy said that it had advised people to take precautions for their personal safety and to avoid deserted areas. One of the people who was attacked was Dr. Santosh Yadav, a data scientist from India who's been living in Ireland for the past 4 years and now lives in West Dublin. Last Sunday, he was set upon by a group of teenagers and suffered a fracture to his cheekbone and his glasses were broken. He came into our studio earlier and began by telling me that the attack happened after he went out for a walk last Sunday evening after dinner.
On Sunday evening, I had my dinner, and after dinner, me and one of my flatmates, we went for a walk. Every day we walk on that road itself after dinner. So we were walking and we were like finished with walking and returning towards our apartment. And we were in front of this Clondalkin Font Hill train station. Mm-hmm. That's when like those teenagers approached from behind. And then they suddenly stopped in front of me, immediately snatched my glasses and started hitting me. I was very shocked. I just asked my glasses back. They broken in front of me. And then like everyone started hitting me. After hitting me, they just tried to run. And then I thought like to make a video, you know, like something is happening. Mm-hmm. They returned back again and they again hit me. They threw away my phone, broken the glasses, hit me on my face, on my ears, on the chest, on the back, on the leg, hand, everywhere, you know. So I was bleeding and they ran away again. I immediately managed to call Garda. So Garda sent the ambulance and they took me to the Blanchestown Hospital.
And how serious were your injuries then?
This bone from that connects from the nose to the cheek below the eyes. So this bone is fractured.
Mm-hmm. I can see the bruising on it,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and the bone has gone inside, you know. Mm-hmm. And then my like whole face was swelling. And then they have hit here on the back of the head as well. So here also there is still swelling.
A huge shock, obviously, for something like that to happen. I mean, do you know how many people attacked you?
I'm not sure, but it was 5 to 6 teenagers. Mm-hmm.
And the ages, young people?
One of them were a bit young, that I guess that was 13 or 14. Others were like 16, 17.
And why do you think you were targeted?
One thing clearly I can see is based on the skin color. So they are able to identify very easily that, okay, these people might be, you know, like from other country and it's easy to target them. Because if you see recent incidents, a lot of attacks have been happened on Indian people.
And this was completely unprovoked?
Yeah, we were walking and we could not even see them when they attacked.
And did they say anything when they approached you?
No, they have not said anything. They just snatched my glasses. They asked, do you want glasses back? And then started hitting me. And then when they were hitting, everyone was like hit from here, hit from there. You know, they were kind of coordinating and planned, like it was like, yes, a planned attack, you know.
And is it still painful?
Yes, it is. Like I'm taking 3 or 4 painkillers and a lot of other medicines just to keep myself, you know, like this. Because this bone is, you know, broken.
Yes.
So there is a lot of pain.
That is the bone just below your eye, top of your cheekbone, that's broken.
Yeah.
And what effect has this had on you, this attack? I mean, since it happened, has it affected your personal sense of security?
Yes, definitely. Because after that incident, I feel very scared to go out. And also like a lot of other incidents I have seen. So now it really questions the safety, security, you know.
Yes. And does it affect what you're going to do in the future? I mean, are you taking precautions around your own personal security now?
Yes, definitely. I'll be very careful about my personal security. I love Irish people. Irish people are the best. I have so many amazing colleagues, but these teenagers are like really creating the issues and they are like hitting anyone. They are doing a lot of crimes, you know, so it's very...
And you think that they hit you because of the color of your skin?
Yes, I think so.
And because you can see no other reason why they would do that.
I'm not much aware of if they are being brainwashed by some groups or something, why they are attacking those immigrants. I'm not aware of much. But what I can see with a lot of incidents happening, that Indians are a bit, you know, because they have brown skin and they are easily, you know, they can easily identify us. So they just hit us, you know.
And I know the Indian Embassy has issued a warning to citizens, Indian citizens living in Ireland, about what they say are an increase in physical attacks reported against Indian citizens. Are you aware of other people in the Indian community who have faced this type of thing, either racism or attacks like you have had to endure?
Yeah, so once the incident had happened, once like I was in the hospital, and once like after coming from the hospital, I posted on LinkedIn, lot of people has texted me in the personal messages, and also in the comments also many of people have indicated that they are being targeted at different places. And as long as I'm aware, like I know more than 50 cases where different Indian people have been targeted at different places.
More than 50?
Yes.
Of people who have contacted you?
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you've been living in Ireland for a number of years. Your experience prior to this, how has it been?
When I was in Galway, that was one of the safest place, I would say. When I came to Dublin, then also it was quite safe, good. But in the last 1 year, and especially after that incident when that Lewis was burnt, after that there have been a lot of, you know, increasing attacks on Indians.
Yes, and you've noticed a difference since then, have you?
Yeah.
Since the Dublin riots?
Yes.
What advice would you have for other people from India who may be thinking of coming to Ireland? I mean, what would you say to them in light of your own experience?
My suggestion will be never go out alone. Always be in a group. Try to be as cautious as possible. Do not like make any eye contact, or try to stay away from these teenagers as much as possible. Because being an Indian or being an immigrant, if we kind of try to protect us, or even in self-defense also, if we do something to these teenagers, we will be like, you know, in trouble.
And are you hopeful that the people who are responsible for the attack on you, that they will be brought to justice?
I hope so, but not very confident, because those were teenagers, and the law in Ireland does not allow much to do against these teenagers, and that's why like they are like doing so many crimes, they are doing so many attacks, because they know somewhere that they will not be punished. And then also, like, because a lot of incidents have happened in the past and there have been no action taken against them. So that's why they are being kind of encouraged to do this kind of activities again and again, you know.
I know you've been living and working in Ireland for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
And you've been paying your taxes like every other worker.
Yeah.
In this country. Do you intend to continue doing that, to continue living here and living your life, you know, in this country, in spite of what has happened to you?
Yes, definitely. I will be living in Ireland, because I know Irish people are very good. I am not having any complaint with the people like who are working, and, you know, like these well-educated and working professionals from Ireland. They are the best people. I have concern only about these teenagers, and only a very small fraction of the Irish people who are like, you know, motivating or doing this kind of crimes and these things.
Santosh, thank you very much for speaking with us today. We appreciate you coming in to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me and listening my story. I hope people from India and other places, like, they might be aware of like these incidents, and they will try to protect themselves.
That was Dr. Santosh Yadav speaking to us earlier about his experience of being attacked in Dublin last Sunday. Gardaí have said that an investigation into the attack is ongoing and that no arrests have been made at this time.